Private Prissy Pants?
Sir, yes, sir. Lieutenant Hefty?
What are you doing on your iPod on guard duty?
I'm listening to the default setting, sir.
Default setting?
Sir, yes, sir. It's a podcast where Jess and Gigi discuss people's default setting and how it's affected them, sir.
Sounds like hippie liberal psychobabble to me, Private.
It's actually really good.
What are you doing on base?
I'm your 5 o'clock humiliation appointment.
I hired you for discretion.
Catch the default setting on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're talking the internet again. More specifically, a subset of the internet that annoys the piss out of anybody with a brain. Joining us this week is African-American stand-up comedian OBN.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to the show, OBN.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You.
Yeah.
And you said we're talking to the internet again. I'm like, we talk to the internet every week.
We're talking about the internet.
We're talking about the internet to the internet. And they can all suck our dicks.
Yeah. I don't want to get my dick sucked by the internet.
Depends on what part of the internet.
Yeah.
Part of, like you said, like when I said over before, you're like, it depends on what neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So, OB, why do you hate YouTube stars?
I guess before we get into specifics, I mean, we're all, Jeremy, I know you're a stand-up comedian, and...
I am.
Yeah, and we're all just, like, local, like, artists, and, when I was coming up, you know, as Young Buck, when I was 6 years old, I remember that, I mean, all of us remember when YouTube came out, so it's like...
Right.
And it was, like, it was marketed as, or at least the people received it as a platform, basically television for the plebeians of the world, you know?
Yes.
It was like a cardboard Hollywood, but now it's just a worse version of Hollywood.
How worse is it? Because I haven't really delved into the horrors of it.
Oh, well, it's weird because, like, there's a whole, like, I dip in and out of the culture because I have the people who I follow. I have really funny people who I follow, like, you know, like, they're, like, Just Kidding Uses and, like, Gang Grumps and shit.
Okay.
They're just, like, people who just, like, talk shit and they're like, I fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're just narcissists with makeup on who are the people who are really doing well.
You mean like the people like the, who have like, I have no scholastic backing on this whatsoever, yeah. But I'm going to do a science show.
Oh, yeah.
But the makeup tutorials, I see my current roommate watches those just for shits and giggles.
You know, I like some of those because they're little gay kids that are on there. And, like, I'm like, you know what? You do that because otherwise you'd be crying alone in your room a couple years ago.
I don't know. Like, I mean, well, I guess James St. James was a star before, he had his YouTube show. But his YouTube shows, I mean, I like a lot of YouTube shows. But, like, I mean, I guess it's mostly people, like, because I have people I follow that are, like you said, they're, you know, famous for other reasons other than just, like, you know, like, Rebecca Black got famous because of YouTube.
Yeah.
But the shit I follow is, like, Being the Elite, which is, like, a wrestling show, mm-hmm. like, the Young Bucks and the Cody Rhodes. I watch that. I watch, I don't know. I guess I'm a fan of some of it. Like, as far as like, before the guys from what culture jumped ship from what culture and went to, and they started, what's it called? Cultaholic now. Like, I like that stuff when they're talking about wrestling.
I just watch clopping videos. Nothing but boys jacking off on toys.
Oh, all right.
Is that clopping? That's what that is. That's what that is.
Go by the user guideline.
And is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's basically, I can't believe you guys have never heard of this. It's bronies that jack off on My Little Pony toys.
Like actually jack off on them?
They just show the cum shot.
Yeah.
Like, do you see the dick in it?
No, you just see the cum shot.
And you watch this.
All right, these are jokes.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm just trying to be clear. Okay. Yeah, because
I believe that.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, sometimes what comes out of Shear's mouth, you're just like, I don't know if I should believe this. But
sometimes, partners will get involved and they'll drool the cum out of their mouths onto the toys.
I will not do that.
I mean, I can see someone willing to, though, you know? It's definitely a possibility.
No. All I watch on YouTube is stupid lists, because that's the word. I'm still trying to get to the mindset where I can write lists, because that seems where to be.
Everybody loves listing. I mean, like, that's like I was saying with like Cultaholic and what culture, like, you know, like what I like about certain YouTube pages, like that are actually like TV channels, you know, that like how they have it set up to where as like, these, you know, click here for our playlist of lists, or click here for our reviews of this. Yeah. You know, like, I like that kind of shit. I mean, just, like, sometimes, though, when I watch, like, I'm like, how do these dudes that, like, literally nobody knows, like, how did they, like, get 250,000 people to start watching their shit?
Well, I mean, like, that's kind of, I mean, like I was saying, since we're like local artists, and like they're local artists all over, I mean, like, you gotta be a certain type of brand to get any leeway. And like, I'm not fronting, like, I'm learning myself, so like, I don't care if like a million people or 100 people see me. But I'm saying, like, there are a lot of people making like good stuff, and it's just like like sociopaths with like plastic surgery who like are getting rich, and it's a little bothersome to say.
And these are all people with Patreons, or are they just making YouTube revenue
off the ads? Because
well, I mean, like, okay, like, another one I like is Star Wars Explained. Mm. Like, I like that guy's show, or Comic Books Explained, if you've ever watched that guy's show. He, I mean, like, basically, they're both kind of different. I mean, like, Comics Explained was kind of, I think it was kind of, like, on the forefront of, like, those Explained channels, because now there's one for everything. But, like, basically what he would do is for lazy people who don't actually want to read comic books, like, so people who don't believe can really read. Like, but if I wanted to catch up on a story, like, I've read, for example, what's the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, I've read that entire fucking omnibus before, but before the movie came out, I didn't have time to fucking reread it. So I went on Comics Explained and like, watch, you know, like, this dude literally goes through like 4 hours and just explains the entire omnibus, like front to back. And it's fun to watch. Or like the Star Wars Explained guy, like, he'll do like a weekly Q&A, and he's got a Patreon and stuff, like, which, like, I see, it's one of the only ones that I do support, because I like what he does. I think it's cool. He keeps everybody up to date on shit.
Why don't you support mine?
Because I'm on yours. That would be counterintuitive.
Got him.
Is that the correct word?
Yes, it would be counterintuitive, but you know, there are still people that I pay on my Patreon, so you never know. All right, so let's get into it. Who's the worst of the worst on the YouTube?
Who's patient zero?
I mean, yeah, the patient zero for this, like, entire episode is this person named Trisha Paytas. I love her. She is horrible.
So you love her, but it's a love to hate, or
no, I love that she's like, I love that she's kind of very quintessential to, like, I feel, to like the pain and grossness of whatever era we're in. She's just, She has a tragic backstory. Like, growing up, she was really, at least according to her, mm-hmm. she dealt with, like, a lot of, like, abuse and, like, neglect from her parents and shit.
Okay, what type of abuse?
Right now, she's in a quote-unquote relationship with this older... Well, she's always in relationships, quote-unquote, with this older guy. And I was like, tell me this isn't daddy issues. Like, mm-hmm. tell me just, like, gray hair and, like, a good, like, solid wealth. But no, she has a bad relationship with her dad. Her mom, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on there. But, like, yeah, she's like...
So this girl just explains her life? Is that what you're telling me? What's her gimmick?
She's got a few. So, like, she came up from, like, Dr. Phil. Like, this person was clawing to be in the limelight.
Okay, so she got on Dr. Phil.
And it's not what you think, though.
Okay, what?
She, like, has the record for, like, being the fastest reader in the world or some shit.
Really?
Yeah!
So she managed to get speed reading and then propel that into YouTube success.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was even in Wanderlust.
Okay.
Yeah, so she has, like, a couple movie roles, and, like, she's just this whole character, and it's, like, fascinating to me, because it's, like, this disgusting human drama where it's, like, on two levels, it's, like, there's genuine, like, sickness, and then also the sickness feeds into itself because she's using the sickness intentionally to, like, for profit, so it's very interesting.
So you follow her,
yes.
But you hate her.
I don't know, do I hate her? So what I do hate is sometimes it's like you can tell she's being played, and it's like, oh, the product isn't good enough. Like, you're not, you're so not actually that.
So it's basically reality TV.
Yeah. Oh, she was on reality TV, and it was amazing. Everyone was bullying her, and it was awesome. Like, it was...
What show?
Fuck. I think it was Big Brother.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it was Big Brother. Nobody liked her. It was really sad. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, so you're enjoying watching her sadness. I understand
yeah.
that. Yeah. The one YouTube star, unfortunately, I've had the most experience is Ryan and his Ryan's Toys review. He is a small Asian boy whose parents film him playing with toys and unboxing toys and going on vacations, and they make millions of dollars from it. And this poor little kid is going to grow up, and no one's going to want to watch him play with toys when he's 19 years old.
And guess what? He can still play with his fucking toys because nobody's playing with him now.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. I would put money on it.
But he annoys the hell out of me only because it's, you know, the thing that I'm okay with about YouTube stars is if the production quality is good... Fantastic. I mean, you've put a lot of work into this.
So it's like, so you like your YouTube stars like the reverse of how you like your porn.
Yes.
You want shitty quality porn,
mm-hmm.
good quality YouTube stars.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Well,
I can get behind that.
I mean, like, there are two things to that, all right? So, like, on the YouTube star front, my issue is, like, I mean, like, because there's, like, quote-unquote content, and they call it content and shit. It's just like, ugh, it's just like, alright, this isn't good. Like, this is just, I wouldn't watch this. Like, we like Netflix because it's like, you know, it's a business, but they know, they get, like, fucking people from their apartments in New York, like, oh, I've been working on this for fucking 13 years. I'm like, hey, here you go. And then, like, with the porn thing, it's like, I mean, I'm quite ambidextrous with my porn. I like it anyhow. You know.
Ambidextrous with your porn, does that mean you jack off with either hand? Because that's what ambidextrous means.
I like it on both sides, alright?
Both
I like
sides.
He likes amateur and pro.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pro-am.
Pro-am. Gangbang pro-am.
Sounds like the shit they take before they record. It's like, oh, I can't. Fucking, I hate myself. Hopefully.
No, I just like amateur porn because I like to fantasize that I could be a part of the action, and if it's professionally produced, I know for a fact. Although,
yeah, it depends on who.
Although,
yeah,
after hearing about Ron Jeremy from my buddy that opened for him, I probably have shots.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're like 18-year-old girls who are willing for, like, a 45-year-old man to, like, jizz in their face.
I'm not 45, just to put that out there. I'm not kidding myself yet. I am kidding myself with my age, but...
How old's Ron Jeremy?
He's
in 60? The 60s.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's
got
to... But
he's looked the same since he was
14. I just saw a picture of him recently, and he looks like shit. Like, he looks worse than he ever has.
Well, here's the thing about Ron Jeremy. Apparently... He doesn't do anything for himself anymore, and because he's just gotten that level of fame where he doesn't have to do anything. But the other problem is apparently he has an odor, like, you know, the odor of, you really need to shower, buddy. And he goes out to these shows, and he's dressed like me, sweatpants and a shirt, and... And does not care.
Oh.
Because people are there to see him no matter what he wears.
Okay.
So,
Ron Jeremy does, like, stand-up? Yeah. That, like, tells stories doesn't now?
He? Basically, the way the show works is he opens with his Catskills-y stand-up. And then they have the people that are on the show with him go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show, he does a Q&A.
Okay.
So you get 10 minutes of Ron Jeremy stand-up, which is, you know, kind of meh,
yeah.
But you stay for the whole show, and then you get this wild Q&A. Mm. So that's actually a really good way to do it, honestly, because then you're not leaning on him to do a 45-minute set, even though he's not capable of doing it.
Mm.
So, yeah, a buddy of mine, like, took him out on the road. I got invited to go out to do show in Buffalo with him and ride with them, but I had a roast battle that day, and that was more important. I regret that, because I was a very naughty boy at that roast battle.
A very naughty boy.
Very naughty boy.
Were you pro-am naughty boy?
No, I was not pro-am. I was
just
I was a pro naughty boy, and I made a big mistake. At any rate,
I made a mistake.
I did. I had to apologize, and I never apologize for jokes, but I had to. So this lady, this mess, this not good enough for Big Brother, barely good enough for Dr. Phil. What is her content? What does she put out there?
I don't know the total culture of it. When I told you about her, you're like, what the fuck is a mukbang? Or mukbang? And sometimes she, like, wears lingerie. Sometimes she complains about her body, which is fine. Her body's fine. She's fine.
Is she fine by your mongrel people standards, or is she fine?
You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No.
Well, I don't see how I'm a mongrel for liking thick white women. There's nothing wrong with that.
He calls me a mongrel.
Damn. I mean,
I call everybody mongrels.
I mean, we are shades of brown.
I mean, like, dude, have you
We're
not...
We're not mongrels.
Have you not, like... Do you remember the scene in American History X when Ethan Suplee is singing the song in his car?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember what word he uses? Aside from all the other wrong ones he uses?
No.
Mongrels is one of them.
Yes, well, I have co-opted that word to use it in a fun way.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
You're wasting a lot of time trying to say that I'm a bad person, and you're wrong.
And all the mongrels, too. Hmm. And he's lumping them in with fucking other people. Hmm. It's not a good word to say.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. My dad's sending me clean comedy contest information. Now that you're moving... Now that you're moving out to Denver, it's time to make some money, son. Get clean.
I'll do clean comedy. My name is Jeremy Shearer. Meet me backstage after the show.
I'm gonna give you my drink right now. There's a glass of wine. I've been on sitting here for 2 minutes. You enjoy a little bit, then come see me after the show.
I'll pour it directly from the bottle so you can see nothing's in the bottle.
I know how to get drugs in a bottle.
Galton, go to the pharmacy. Okay. When you're prescribed, you know, a medication, and, you know, this show is very much about doing things by the book. It always has been, always will be.
And then you mix it with liquor.
Right, she...
That's exactly it.
I need a beer, goddammit.
It's like... Okay, it's afternoon. It's fine.
Do you know that there's... Alright, so, like, YouTube. Like, you know, people, like... I'm not just YouTube stars, but, like, people... Like, everybody can have a fucking YouTube channel. Like, yeah. That's the glory of the internet.
Yeah.
Which you kind of mentioned at the beginning. But there's, like, I listen to this podcast called Tell 'Em Steve Dave. It's, like, my favorite podcast. And they have, like, this rotating fourth guy who's called Get 'Em Steve Dave. His backstory is he bought the URL tellemstevedave.com, like, years ago, which is, like, you know, from the Kevin Smith movies. Mm-hmm. And these are the same guys who say the line in the movie. And so, like, they had this whole back and forth, and they had to pay him for the URL. Well, they ended up becoming friends with him and, like, all this shit. And he's just a weird fucking on-the-spectrum type guy.
Hey, and you can't stay on the spectrum as a disparaging comment about someone. That's worse than calling someone the N-word. How dare you?
I didn't
you
say...
You piece of shit!
I didn't say retard or speak like one.
I did.
Anyway. Anyway, the point is, he tried to do this thing, which I don't know how many views it has. I've never watched it, but it was drunk story time, where he would just get drunk in front of the thing, drinking, like, Natty Daddies or Natty Ices or something like that, and fucking just, like, tell stories. And, like, they just would rip on him fucking constantly and, like, just be like, how do you think that's going to get you famous? Like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, you know... People apparently are getting famous for this. What is it? Muckluck mukbang.
Mukbang, I think. Yeah.
That sounds like the K-pop, like a K-pop star.
Yeah.
Listen to the new mukbang.
Yeah, yeah.
Mukbang doing Gangnam style. I don't know any other K-pop.
But a mukbang style.
We'd have to go to Tremont to like go fucking like white case graduates.
I did have La Bodega in Tremont yesterday. Yeah. It's so good. Good sandwiches. Love a good sandwich. You love a good sandwich.
I do love a good sandwich. But my entire brand is not built on sandwiches, unlike some people. At any rate, what is a mukbang anyway?
A mukbang, it's just like when they just buy a whole bunch of a type of food and they just eat just a bunch of it like right in front of camera. And she just is like, she just talks about like how she feels like people hate her and shit like that.
Wait a minute. So she's eating a whole mess of food and talking about how much people hate her while she's eating
it? Yeah, she's just like, you know, I just feel like, like, I just feel like people don't respect me, and I help a lot of people, and...
While she's eating this food?
Yeah, like, she'll just have, like, a KFC leg in her mouth, and she'll just be, like, lamenting the fucking her existence.
I hope she eats her fat ass to death.
She probably will.
Actually, I have a suggestion that if you're listening to this, please watch it. Go Trisha Paytas eating a horse's heart. I don't care if she gets money from this. It is quality content. She is... Just watch it. It's like a horse cake heart.
She sounds like a bad person.
I think she's a monster.
I think she's a monster.
By the way, this is just... I don't know what the total brand of this, but this is... I just want to be like... I don't want to be a pussy, but I'm going to say this nonetheless. If you feel certain ways and if you feel... You go get therapy. This woman, her entire... The problem of her YouTube channel would be solved with therapy, self-care. Nonetheless, she won't, so I'm going to watch her eat herself to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... therapy is not for everybody, so...
I'm in therapy right now.
I did therapy, and I haven't blown off my head, so that's why
My therapist is pretty awesome. I like her. She gets me. She fucking understands me.
I refuse to see a lady therapist ever again.
What's going on?
Because he thinks he's Tony Soprano and he's going to bang every male therapist.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. What was your... Dr. Melfi.
Dr. Melfi. No, it's... I've had negative experiences with every single female therapist.
Because he's a misogynist piece of shit.
Actually, it's been the opposite problem. It's been...
I remember the last female therapist you had, and we talked about what she said to you, and I was like, yeah, fuck her. She sucks.
I mean, we were getting into fights about what constitutes rape.
That's a whole other thing.
Well, no. Well, if you listen to the show, or if you just know Jeremy in general, you know how he feels about that subject. Okay. He feels very strongly in support of victims and shit. And like the fact that a female therapist was fucking basically defending circumstances, and it's just like, and I understand. Like, I think we all understand that. Yeah, there are circumstances of everything, but rape is rape.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
End of story. And like the fact that a female therapist is talking to this batshit crazy guy that I love very much about how, like, he took her to school, you know? Like, and it's just like, I understand why you wouldn't bother. Was she also the one that you used to argue with God about God with?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but any therapist, you don't bring God into this, please.
Actually, my therapist, so, like, we had talked about it. We had gotten to a certain point where we were just talking and shit. I was just learning. We were just talking about God at a certain, and it was cool, you know. Like, so, yeah, that sucks that you had to deal with that idiot. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, and she was also trying to get me committed, and it was a whole another thing.
There, The first session, because I just started going to therapy, and the first session, you know, they just ask you a bunch of questions about, you know, your family, your past, or this, or that, you know, whatever. And, like, towards the end, she was like, all right, so, like, what heritage, what nationality are you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what does that matter? And she was like, and she goes, no, I'm just curious. And, like, I could tell that she's, like, liberal lady. Oh. She's probably a little, like, maybe a few years older than me. Mm-hmm. Pretty hip cat. She's cool.
She just wanted to make sure she was guessing right.
Well, you know, yeah, probably. And, like, well, she was like, so what heritage or what nationalities are you? I was like, I'm mostly Czech and Irish, and then I'm a mutt of everything else. And she was like,
would you say you're a mongrel?
I should tell her that. I mean, like, my podcast co-host tells me that I'm a mongrel. But no, she was like, so what do you feel about, she's like, so are you, like, proud to be Irish? Are you proud to be Czech? I was like, I think fucking St. Patrick's Day is the stupidest fucking holiday there is. And she started laughing, and she was like, well, what about your Czech heritage? I was like, I don't give a shit. I was like, they don't even have their own fucking country anymore. At least, like, not like they used to.
They have the Czech Republic.
Yeah, but it's not Czechoslovakia anymore.
No, because it's not combined with the Slovaks.
Yeah, so you get your own branding.
Yeah. But no, like, so, I mean, like, and she, basically what she was asking me was, she was like, you know, how do you feel about, like, nationalism? And I was like, I think nationalism is the fucking stupidest thing next to patriotism.
Yeah, yeah, well, the problem is your mongrel people are really into nationalism, and that's why Balkanize is a word.
I wish I was Bulgarian.
I wish you were actually Mexican.
So I could machka your head.
You know,
That's Bulgarian for crush.
Yeah. But, you know, I gotta be honest. Like, if I'm being real, I mean, with the whole, he's got a headband on and a mustache and a goatee, I thought you were Mexican up until now.
Yeah.
Can I get too sweet on that?
He is appropriating cultures.
Did you hear what I called myself at the beginning of the show? Like, my nickname, like, what I go by? El Jordano Diablo. I didn't name myself that.
Oh.
But, like, my friend who is a college professor now.
Yeah.
10 years ago, because, like, I've always been, like, as I come from religion. So, like, I've always been super into, like, I've been anti-religion. So
the
I've been
devil.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he's very, very into, Latino culture, like across the board, culture, and that's like what he does a lot of his studies in, is like Latino sociology and shit.
He's, what is he?
He is a doctorate of sociology, I believe. Okay. Yeah, he's just got his first book deal. Mm-hmm. After this, I'll give you his name. I don't think he normally really likes me to say his name on the podcast. But anyway, because he was super into like Latino and South American culture, he and I was so obsessed with the devil. Mm-hmm. He was kind of the guy who like kind of big brothered me into the punk rock scene, like the local punk rock scene. So he nicknamed me El Jordano Diablo. Because, you know, the devil Jordan.
Oh, word.
So, that's where that comes from. And that was 10 years ago, and it fucking stuck, man. Like, that's what people call me, is Jordano. Like,
and that was when he received his first work shirt that he only buttons the top button.
We call them cholo shirts. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, you got, what you gonna post up in, man?
I don't speak these words.
Shalom.
Yeah, that means hello and goodbye.
Oh, it's like aloha.
Yeah,
I thought shalom just meant like good on ya. You know,
we're gonna have to.
It sounds like after a bad hookup. Shalom.
It would be appropriate to say. Yeah. Right?
Shalom means goodbye. Go.
What's thank you in Yiddish?
I don't know.
Opa.
That's Greek.
Oh.
That's what you say when you break plates or toast with ouzo or
ooh, ouzo's you gross. Tastes like butter.
You accidentally get it put in your butt and you like it. Opa.
Opa.
Like thematically, this is very much like Trish's. Like this is like ironically like the most beautifully progressive thing, but also like it's like we're totally confused with culture.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was great. We're as woke as we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the two of us and with you, between the three of us, we make one real woke person.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can.
So what you're saying is because she's body positive.
Anybody who eats KFC is not positive.
I mean, like, I just feel like in meta-wise, she's like a beautiful, she has a beautiful narrative to her. Like, I would, like, on a macro version, like, God watching this, you know, the audience is God, we're like, oh, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. And if I were her friend, I'm like, Trisha, put the camera down, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of these people care for you. And
no,
yeah,
no, you're watching the train wreck.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's a shame because you know that shouldn't be a way to get famous.
I mean, and she's like, and so right now there's like this saga. She has sagas.
Okay.
You know, and right now she has a saga with a boyfriend, and I predicted how this saga would go. So she went on and she cried for like 30 minutes about how she said her boyfriend called her fat.
Okay.
And here's how she called her fat. And I don't mind that I'm giving her money or anything because this is very interesting to me. Okay. Now,
it's fine.
She, so he was like, they were doing a show or some shit. And the producer was like, oh, you guys remind me of this famous couple. And the boyfriend just offhandedly joked that, oh no, we're both like, whatever, you know? And she's like, oh, how could you say that? She's like, we just like wear sweatpants and it's whatever, man. And he's like this like not really hip like divorced dad. Mm. And she's like this like 30-year-old emotionally distraught like girl who's essentially like a teenager relative to him.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's like
so she's like Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. No, Kimmy Schmidt is endearing and likable. She is not. Yeah. So like, and like, and the funny thing is like, that's actually, it's like a gross type of, she wears the veneer of feminist just by virtue of being a woman. Mm. She, and you can't, like, I can understand having emotional trauma, but like, she's kind of shaming with how she's taking it, like she, and how she's kind of profiting, like, just from, like, her hating.
As a fat person, I believe we are allowed to fat shame.
Like, I mean, I can't speak to that because, like, I am I look like a Kenyan. I look like a Kenyan.
There are currently
runner,
flies buzzing around his head.
Yeah,
you can't see them.
Right after, so I'm. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I wore deodorant. He was talking about me.
I was not referencing your smell. I was referencing the fact that you're a skinny African.
I am. It is indeed true.
You know how... Never mind. I'm not going to explain the Sally Struthers commercials to you people.
I now know what you're talking about.
All right. Look, you sometimes...
For 3 cents a day... You can feed Obi.
No, freaking, we have a great comic friend who's really funny who talks about, he has this great joke about, it's Dylan Lusk.
Oh, Dylan's hilarious. We've had him on the show before.
Yeah, yeah, he has this great joke about freaking this dude. He wanted a sandwich. It's basically.
Dylan Frick the dude?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he definitely, the way he wears his hats and just the way his hair swoops.
Dylan's definitely gay for pay.
Well, like, he has this great joke about this dude fucking, it's this homeless dude making more money than him, and as a stand-up, and I'm like, yo, if y'all send me 3 cents a day, yo, that's like, I'm making it, I think, as a comic.
If you get 10 people to send you 3 cents a day, that's a packet of fucking ramen a day.
Yeah.
You could eat. You can live.
That's a meal.
I can't live off one packet of ramen a day.
No, no, Jeremy, I promise you, you could.
No.
The sodium would keep you going.
No,
for better or for
worse. I eat 2 packets of ramen a day, and that's usually my only meal.
You do it at once, or do you break it up?
No, at once.
At once?
I have, like, a Sprite. I had a Sprite because I'm a king, you know.
Well, you're African. Sprite, yeah.
No, I eat 2 packs with butter.
Which, you put butter in it? What flavor do you like?
Oh, I don't care about the flavors. I'm draining the water out and putting the butter in.
So he's basically eating buttered ramen noodles.
Buttered ramen noodles.
Just like,
I would actually try that. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, see, like, the reason I don't see a problem with the word oriental is because they make ramen oriental flavor, and it's the best fucking flavor.
Wait, okay, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know if this is a stereotype that has been pushed from Asian people. All right, so, but like, sir, like, if this ramen's being made by Chinese people, they don't give a fuck about stereotypes so long as they're getting that green money. It's when you come here and you go, like, you come, like, 2 generations down and then you, like, go to CalArts or something. You're like, you know, I don't like what they're saying about me. But, like, their parents are like, shut the fuck up. We need to pay rent.
Yeah.
Now hand me that pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
And smoke one yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm 3. Smoke one.
You ungrateful oriental motherfucker. It's like, whoa. This is not okay.
Mom.
Yeah, Jesus.
Play that violin.
Do that equation.
Yeah. We need equity.
See, this is why we're not on YouTube.
No, the only reason we're not on YouTube is because I'm too lazy to do the goddamn coding.
You don't have a camera.
You just need an iPhone and fucking a something from the dollar menu from McDonald's.
But remember what? Remember what he said. He likes his YouTube to be produced.
Oh. Yeah.
So he's.
Well, I had a previous podcast called Tough Scene Cleveland, and it was released on YouTube, and the reason that I was okay with it is because there were some episodes where we recorded in studio with cameras, and they were nice, so it was like you were getting a visual element there, but the ones that weren't, my co-host Nick Wolf would go through the episode and put up relevant pictures to what we were talking about. So you had a little bit of a visual element, and that's what I would like to do if I'm going to put it on YouTube. I just don't want the logo up.
That's true, because, like, you have, like, iTunes podcast and Podbean for just that. So, yeah, right. Appreciating the format you're on, yeah.
Yeah, but there are still people that listen to podcasts on YouTube Red, so it's not necessarily everybody that would want the visual element, but I would want to put that extra effort.
All right, so we've talked about whatever the fat girl who eats KFC and her boyfriend called her fat and sweatpants.
She's thick.
Like, is it thickness where you can see, like, the bubbles?
But mind you, I'm a black male, so.
Okay. Yeah, you are a black male. Yeah. We've established that. So she's just... She's,
So far we're 40 minutes in. I don't think we've established a goddamn thing. Except I'm not Mexican, he's black, yeah. And you're Jewish.
Yeah. Well, I am.
We walked into a bar.
Yeah. And we were immediately chased.
Well, not me, I'm white, so.
You're not white, you're Czech.
That's right, I'm a mongrel.
I feel like you're not white enough to avoid, like, the police.
That's,
yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. So, like, another example. I need another example of, like, somebody that is deplorable.
I mean, like, we all know the Logan Paul thing. That's
oh yeah,
stunted it.
Well,
he's the one who did the videos of the people hanging in the forest.
Ooh, I mean,
the...
George Carlin was talking about that shit. He was like, "Fucking, there's gonna be a point where we're just kill themselves."
Oh yeah, dude. Like no, like one of my favorite fucking Carlin bits is, I mean, I brought it up many times in the show, but like where he talks about it, he goes, it was right after Columbine, and he was like, you know what? We got guns in school. He goes, you know, I don't know what I'm waiting for? This was in 1999. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm waiting for guns in church. That's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, he was like, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to refer to him as a disgruntled worshiper. And like that, they haven't, I've not heard those words used on Fox News. But like he was, dude, he was fucking almost 20 years ahead of his, like, he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He fucking knew it was coming.
I mean, Jesus, fucking.
I mean, they used to burn down black churches, like, like back in like the, you know, fucking what, 1800s? Mm. That would probably be
currently?
With people and or currently. Yeah. But like, he's like, I'm waiting. Back in style. But Carlin said, I'm waiting for guns in church, and that fucking happened.
Yeah,
and happens.
Yeah,
still, I mean, that shit just. When did that last one that I remember was that kid in Texas?
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's the other fucking problem, dude, is we're too fucking desensitized to it.
Yeah.
That, like, that, what was that kid's name that you said?
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That he was able to go do that and get the, well, I mean, it didn't end up getting away with it.
Yeah.
Like people, there was a lot of backlash. Yeah. But, I mean, just the fact that we're so desensitized to it, because it happens so fucking much.
Yeah, I mean, and there is so fucking much, in general. Like, I have a friend, who she's a very sweet lady, and she just, like, posts the stuff that the fucking dumbass that's, what's his name, who's like, what's he doing? He's, like, in office. That, Trump, he, that fucking asshole, he, like, she just posts what he's doing. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, this is only giving you stress. Sweetheart, like, this is only giving me stress. I don't know, it's just so much shit.
No, I can't pay attention. Like, yeah, people who overly post on Facebook, like, political shit, I unfollow them because, like, you know, when there's, like, the fucking doom and gloom, oh, tomorrow there's gonna be a nuclear fucking attack.
Yeah.
The way I finally came to terms with it, because, like, last year I was having severe anxiety about it, where I'm like,
nightmares.
You know, where I'm like, fuck, dude, like, shit. I had to fucking not block those people, but unfollow them. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If we're gonna get wiped off the fucking planet, I'd rather not know what's coming.
Yeah.
That way I'm just vaporized and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna get hurt, you'd rather not know it's coming.
Sure.
Yeah.
If
you're gonna die.
And people have told me that.
Wham!
People have told me before, well, that's fucked up. You shouldn't live in a bubble. Fuck you. I can live in my bubble if I want to.
Yeah, I don't know. Because people hit me. It's like, you gotta be involved with it. I'm like, I agree with that.
But to a degree.
Yeah, to a degree. Because, like, well, what are you doing, per se? Like, when people hit me with, like, a fundraiser and I can give to it, 100% definitely. But if, like, you're just blasting me, telling him, oh, yeah, now he's fingering children. Donald Trump is fingering little babies, and he put his dick in his daughter's mouth when she was 7, and also Donald Trump also molested an old person, and he spits on black people, and he hates Jews, which he does.
I think he did all those things.
Yeah, I agree.
My daughter loved the taste of my dick.
Well, you know, that's her.
Believe me. She knows it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
She's very well educated, and she's got a sweet eyes on her. Yeah.
You know, when I was fingering an old person, I couldn't tell which was a wrinkle and which was the clitoris. Took me a while.
Okay, let's talk.
Women can't have orgasms, okay?
Let's go back to Logan Paul. Done. He's off. I hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. All right, so him, fuck him.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, up to that point, it's just so much oversaturation of these horrible characters, which, you know, I'm part of the problem because I like watching them.
Yeah, well, of course, it's you're watching people's lives fall apart before your very eyes. Yeah. It's very appealing. And
I got it better than that person, except you don't because they're making ad revenue and you're not. So who's the fuckhead now? I mean, not you. Yeah, I'm just saying people in general.
I mean, they're empty. That's why I like
Yeah, them. Yeah. They pretty, have...
I think this girl's empty.
No, I mean, if you're sitting in front of a camera, eating, and talking about it, you're empty. I mean, you're technically not empty.
I know. I'm sure there are, like, a good people, because there are some of these personalities who, like, give a valuable thing. Trisha, for sure, I know is empty. She just the pain she puts herself through. It's like a movie. It's gross. I love it.
Is it like Gummo?
Gummo?
Oh,
I know the rap song Gummo.
No, you got to see the movie Gummo.
Tekashi 69.
You got to see. Didn't he just? I don't know. Who just died? A bunch, like, three rappers just died. They all got shot.
Yeah.
In, like, three different cities.
Yeah. And then there's this other one, dude.
One got shot in Miami, one got shot in Pittsburgh, and I don't know where
Florida.
The other one.
Oh, no, Miami's the Florida one. Yeah.
But, it's really sad. Well, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of other, like, YouTube stars that are, like, that have gotten now, like, Was Adam Lambert, did he get famous singing on YouTube before he was on American Idol?
I think he was American Idol first.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's one that comes to mind.
I mean, speaking of singing people, I mean, I'm glad for Pentatonix. The fucking brilliant people. They're like, they're this quintet of a cappella singers who do these pop, amazing covers of pop songs.
But they're not rockapella, so I don't give a shit.
I remember rockapella.
There's this dude who, he's like European dude who does, like, anime covers, and he's like this Norwegian dude, he's rad. Yeah.
Berserker! Would you like to making fuck berserker? Did he just say making fuck?
Alright, since you had to be a bitch about it, this is the last episode that Jordan and I are doing together.
It is true. Not that there's any ill will or...
No.
There's nothing bad. There's no bad blood or anything like that. It's just, go ahead and I'll chime in. Yeah.
I'm moving to Denver.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's weird because you said the reason that you didn't want to do this is because the last time that Shear was going to move to Denver, right before we started the Hate Flow... he came on my old podcast, and because we wanted to have, like, we wanted our show to be his send off to talk about wrestling and then kind of give him the floor to do what, you know, he wanted to talk about. And, but yeah, I mean, just things have, you know, roads lead to certain ways. We've had, I mean, if you can't tell the up and down of the show the last couple months, I mean, with everything I've gone through, everything you've gone through. Just kind of led us to Shear's gotta move. He's moving to Denver.
I'm going to be getting another co-host out there and continuing the show with season two.
And I my new show will be premiering soon. Already recorded a couple episodes. We'll definitely have Shear on it. Going to be called No Fun Intended, where you will find it on Above Below Entertainment. You know, Audio Boom, iTunes, same thing as Lousy Weather Media, because we're under that umbrella. But it's going to be called No Fun Intended. We'd love to have you on. I mean, this is the first time you and me met, but it's just like, let's stay in touch because we vibe. My whole goal with that show is to, I want to get the best conversation that I can out of somebody. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's no real, like, so how'd you get started? Like, fuck that shit. Okay. Like, I could sit there and talk to my dad. You know what I mean? If I'm going to get a good conversation out of somebody, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I asked him...
Watch some scary movie.
should I do that's how I do the voice and the whole fucking thing? But no, the reason I wanted to do, like, a little bit of post-mortem and kind of bookend it was... I didn't want people to think that there was bad blood or anything like that. It's not that. We've had a hell of a fucking run. I'm sure if Shear makes it back to town, we will fucking... I would not doubt us getting together and doing a live show of some sort. Like, that's, I mean, that's where we've had a lot of our success is our live shows.
Yeah.
And we've had some of our greatest guests. I mean, we're at 80-some episodes. We had a good fucking run, man. Like, it just, shit happens, man.
Shit happens. I had to move.
Yeah.
I had to move. There is nowhere else for me to go in Cleveland. So it is time for me to explore the Rocky Mountains and enjoy some legal marijuana in the comforts of my own home.
So, yeah, you're going to love that. First thing you're going to do is get a fucking medical card?
Yeah, I'm going to get a medical card so that I can get the better shit. And then I'm going to... Well, I got to get a medical card anyway to get meds.
Right. You'll get set up pretty quick with that stuff.
Hopefully. I've already started the process getting everything transferred out there. And which, you know, I'm supposed to have a caseworker to do all that shit, but my caseworkers have notoriously... Well, this last caseworker was okay, but, you know, I still had to be there to get shit done, and that's annoying.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, the mental health system in this country is fucked. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wouldn't call it starting over. Mm-hmm. It's like a rebranding, if you will. My dad's sending me these clean comedy challenges, so you never know. I might just go out there, put on a suit and tie, and go, hey, how about this weather we're having? I would say it's raining cats and dogs, but all the cats and dogs die.
Can you believe marijuana is legal out here, people? I mean, come on.
I mean, why don't you have more McDonald's and Taco Bells? I don't understand.
What's with all this healthy food, hippies? Am I right?
Yeah, quinoa? I mean, I can't even pronounce it, let alone eat it. Hey-o.
This is very good content.
Yeah. This is how I'm going to rebrand myself. I'm going to...
When he comes back, we might not do a show together.
I'm going to talk about the differences between men and women. A lot of differences between men and women.
You mean Venus and Mars, right?
No, I mean men do stuff like this. Hey, baby, I want to make passionate love to you. Women do stuff like this. Oh, put it in me, daddy. And then, you know, this will go from there. We're going to do some edgy racial humor while I'm out there because there are no black people. And there will be nobody to tell me that I'm doing anything wrong.
Only white people.
Yeah. The worst kind of white people. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Hey, wasps.
Well, one of the reasons Shear didn't move out to Colorado the first time was because...
Of too many white
people. Too many white people.
It's annoying. Especially because there's this movement in Colorado called the Colorado Nativist thing, where people have...
Is that like, the Colorado Nativist thing? Is that what it was called?
Yeah,
the official branding.
They've had... A lot of people moving there over the years. It's not just since the medical marijuana thing and the recreational marijuana thing. It's been for a while. So people have native Colorado and these fucking crackers that have this on there. It's like, bitch, you moved to Mexico. Shut the fuck up. It's still Mexico.
But, no, I mean, like, and if I, you know, I was in Colorado a year and a half ago. And not Denver. But Durango, which was really cool. So it was just a small little mountain town, but it's like super hip and fucking progressive and shit. If I get out there and, you know, Shear's doing fucking comedy, like, I would absolutely do a fucking live hate flow, like, for old time's sake.
Yeah.
You know, like, this, we've had, like I said, man, we've had a good fucking run. We've gotten ourselves into some trouble.
Yeah.
We've burned some bridges.
A little bit.
Overall, we put out a good product that helped, I think, a lot of fucking people. You know, we've both gotten personal messages from people that have told us, and even guests, you know, a lot of guests say after they do their show, God, this is like therapy. So, you know, like we, you know, Shear, when he approached me with the idea, it was about 2 years ago that you approached me with the idea. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're not moving? He was like, no. It's like, all right, so let's do this fucking thing. And we did, and we've, like I said, we've had a good run within, what was it, within six, we started it, when did we do our first live show? Last Labor Day?
Yeah.
So, within a year, we had, like, one of the things I wanted to knock off my bucket list was do a live podcast and, like, have people pay to come see us. Mm-hmm. We've now done that, what, six times?
Ten.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, it's, like, it's fucking, it's, we made something really cool, and we laid the groundwork for a lot of shit. I'm not saying that we're fucking pioneers of podcasting in Cleveland. We're not. But we definitely paved a certain way for some people to do shit.
Yeah, well, that's it's consistently happened in my life where it's like I've done a thing and then, you know, the fumes, in the fumes, people have followed around, done their own thing, and I'm cool with that. That's sure. Kind of what I want to do. It's like, you know, if I can inspire you to make art, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's make some art.
Yeah.
And let's do some work.
Yeah, man.
But my tits are getting sweaty, so let's
wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Obi, thank you so much for coming
on.
Thank
you for having
me. No, absolutely. And we'll obviously exchange info so we can do this. This won't be the last time you hear. This won't be the last time Jeremy Shear and I work together. Let's put it that way.
No, it won't. All right, so Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates YouTube stars as much as OBN.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper. Drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches, and I was meant to take. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.